This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with three friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor.
Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app.
Thanks to Republic Records.
This is a national contest.
I've made my peace with God. I ain't afraid to die. If something's gonna kill me, might as well be what makes me feel alive.
So it's Tuesday.
Today's Tuesday.
This Tuesday.
So Tuesday though?
Tuesday, no, I'm meeting somebody.
Come on, we got a show to do.
Alright now, let's get with it.
I hate this word, but this is gonna be epic.
This is gonna be epic, bro.
A little chilly this morning, 30 when I walked out. I checked it just as I went outside. It was 30.
My shoulders are still cold. I can't explain. Yeah, I feel like a chill on my shoulders right now.
Is that why I feel like you're giving me the cold shoulder when you came in today?
Yeah, maybe.
Good morning to you. It's the Wake Up with the Wolf Show. We're glad you're listening. Got a lot to get through today. We got free concert tickets to give away. We're going to talk more about Touch the Troops and how you can come make cards with us tomorrow. And this time we're doing it in the morning hours, so we'll be telling you about that in just a few minutes. I've got this whole, there's a saga going on in the background with this Kevin Costner thing. There's a lot going on here, people. Now, they got that divorce settled. They're divorced now. That's done. But behind that, there's still a lot of stuff happening.
Drama.
I'm going to tell you all about it. Coming up. Just a while. Glad you're listening. Welcome to a Tuesday. Let's start off today with Luke Bryan. Most people are good.
I believe kids ought to stay kids. I believe most people are good.
Wake up with the Wolf Show. So, what are you watching right now on Netflix? I got bored with a bunch of stuff, and I also got a little tired of all the British stuff that they pull on there. They buy a lot of British stuff, you know, to run, or they get the rights to a lot of these British shows because they need content. And remember the strike that was held, you know, the writer's strike and all that? That really slowed down production and stuff. So they needed stuff. So they ended up leasing even more of that British stuff. And some of it is good, but I got to be honest with you. Some of them, I can't understand what they're saying.
I have to have subtitles on. It's like I know they're speaking English, and like I pick up on words, but it's almost like blah, 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 blah. Because I can't, I just can't process it.
And if you bring the Irish people in on that, then I'm gone. I can't understand what they're saying. I no slight against people, you know, of Irish descent. I just don't understand that accent. So I've been rewatching some stuff, but I noticed some other stuff that's new that I'm interested in. And one of them is this behind-the-scenes documentary of We Are the World. I don't care what your age is. We've all been exposed to the We Are the World song.
And that there's a whole documentary about it.
Don't. You're going to want to watch this.
Oh, my gosh.
There was a lot going on there. And I recommend you watch it, especially if that's something that, you know, piques your interest because of how many stars sang on that.
Mm-hmm.
Undoubtedly, one of your favorite artists is on that somewhere or somebody that's historically significant to you. But there's a lot going on. I recommend watching that because I had no idea some of the things that came to light.
So you're mind blown.
A little bit. I mean, it's not some earth-shattering thing, but it is very interesting to find out what's going on behind one of the biggest collaborations in the history of music. I mean, how many other times have that many huge superstars been in one studio to record on one song?
Yeah.
I think never.
I'm sitting here looking for all the people singing on it, and that is a lot.
They're on. I don't know. I just
Dan Aykroyd's on there.
Just having you say, are you looking at that diagram that has numbers on the heads and tells you who it is? There's a really cool diagram because there's so many people in there. There's a diagram that where the people are numbered, and it'll tell you each person that's in there because you might see someone and go, "Who's that singing on that thing?"
Oh, that is cool. Okay.
So it'll tell you who all's on that, but it's not just who's on it; it's who's not on it. It's who wasn't invited.
Oh.
And some of them are like, are you kidding me that they were not invited? Because some of those people who were not invited were some of the biggest stars of that time. Some of the most popular singers of that time were not invited for whatever reason. Yeah, and they give the reasons.
You would think Dolly Parton would be on this or something.
There are others that aren't on there. There are others who wanted to walk out. There are others who walked out during the course of recording it. Just
all right, how long
out.
Is this thing, Dale? How long is it?
I don't know. I just started. I don't like to look at that because it might turn me off from watching it.
A lot of times I do.
So I just started watching this documentary, and it's very interesting. But because to me, it's not so much who's on it, but who is excluded from it. And I also like finding out who walked out during the course of the thing and who didn't want to sing. There's one person who didn't know how to even sing the part, one of the most famous singers of all time,
wow.
That said they didn't understand how to sing it, and they had to have Stevie Wonder mock them and sing like them on the piano, and then he mocked him to sing the part.
So I did some digging. On Netflix, it's called The Greatest Night in Pop.
Yep.
And it's an hour and 37 minutes. So that's not bad for a little doc.
I've just gotten into it. I'm probably halfway through it.
Okay.
So I
might watch it, yeah. Dale.
Being in this business, I think you should. It's very educational.
My big brother rode an Indian scout.
Waking up with the Wolf. You may have noticed your power bill has gone up, even if you're on a plan that keeps you at the same price every month. Because if they raise that, then it just raises your monthly. You know, if they decide on a price increase. And there's a lot of reasons that your power bill could go up. And I know it's frustrating.
There are so many people I've seen posting about it, not only like on my personal Facebook page asking about all this Duke Energy stuff, but also on the Kernersville 401 page. And when I saw this, you know, I'm like, well, this affects so many people. But they say, does anyone else have a Duke Energy bill that's going way up, having weird charges like the rider's adjustment on their bill, if anybody knows what that is. And so there's hundreds of comments of people expressing their hatred for Duke Energy. But they said that there was caps that had expired for Duke Energy. So they're able to raise their rates free at will without any regulation. So until we get the caps put back on, we're probably going to see price hikes. And someone called and said that, you know, they tried to ask somebody what was going on with that charge on their bill. And basically they say we're paying for the work being done in our area. So it was due to work that may have occurred in my area to improve my power sub. Nothing I could do about it. It pretty much any time they do work, we have to pay a percentage.
Yeah, there's a lot of reasons why. A lot of the reason that prices go up is fuel and transportation cost. You know, it costs a lot of money to move. And it's not just the cost of the fuel that goes in. It's like tires, for instance. I don't know if you've shopped for tires lately. First of all, imagine tires on a big truck, okay? Then let's go back to the tires on your car. I priced tires for my car just the other day. $1,000.
Yeah, it was $1,200 when Danny got four new tires a couple months ago.
So you're looking at $1,000 for, you know, four new tires. And I know there's a lot of you are listening right now says, hey, I can remember when you can get a $50 tire.
I do too.
See what I mean?
I literally lived off $50 tires.
And you're only, what, 31 years old?
Yes.
So you remember it, and I certainly remember that. But all these things can make things go up. You know what else? It's the economic situation that we're in. I got curious the other day because someone, this was just yesterday, sent me a copy of their receipt from Five Guys.
Oh, gosh.
All right. Now, we've all been to Five Guys. Good burger, but come on.
Right.
And you know they have, their sizes are little burger, big burger, little fry, big fry. Okay. Little burger, not cheeseburger, little burger, little fry, drink. Let me get this right here. $17.27.
For one person to eat.
Yes. A little burger, little fry, regular size drink. Not a large, regular size. $7.27. Let me break that down for you. And this goes right back to what you're talking about, Duke raising prices. The reason they're doing it is because everything else is so expensive.
Right.
The drink is $2.89. The little fry is $5.49. The fry is $5.49. And the little burger is $7.79.
Highway robbery.
Now, you know you can buy a pound of high-quality ground beef for $7.79.
It's less than that.
Yeah, I mean, I'm talking about if you get like 90-10 or something
like that.
So that's what I'm talking about. It's all this. And when I saw that, I'm like, hell, what about rent for the space they're in? You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. What's rent in Friendly Center?
I think about the building they renovated in Kernersville to put the Five Guys in. It takes Five Guys to pay for a meal.
There's a mattress store over on Wendover, West Wendover, that is up for lease. Mm-hmm. So I looked to see what the average price was. Do you know that to open a store that size, just to open the door in the morning, they're already in $16,000 a month for rent.
I'm sorry. What?
$16,000 a month.
Friendly?
It'd be more there. I'm talking about on West Wendover near Cookout.
What is wrong with this world? Like, literally, Dale, I know. I said this earlier. I'm going to say it again. Jesus, you ready to come on back now?
Ready to walk the streets or go?
You beam me up, baby. Let's go.
Ready for my mansion now?
Because I'm about sick of it here. I can barely afford it. To breathe. They're going to start charging for air.
I get it.
When's Duke going to hand that little tablet that says you want to add a tip?
Don't think that might not come.
God bless.
Also, you don't realize how big Duke Energy is. You know, Duke Energy around here, always Duke Power. Duke Energy is one of the biggest energy conglomerates in the world.
If you pay the bill online, you also can see how many states they're in and everything. I mean, just they're huge. But yes, I think I'm sick of it. I'm sick of one person said, okay, looks like people are making a little bit more. Let's crank all the prices up everywhere.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah.
What happened a couple years ago? None of us were making, we're still making the same amount we were a couple years ago. Where's the dollar menu? Where's the dollar menu at?
Now it's the $5 menu.
I don't want that.
I know you don't. I don't either.
I'm sick of it.
I feel your pain if your power bill went up, but there's all kinds of reasons.
Ugh.
And it's sort of just a global crunch we got going.
Turn a wolf up. Turn the noise down.
You're on the way to work with the Wolf. It's Dale O'Brien. It's Annie Camp. Let's talk about some food things for a second here, because we like talking about food things. Every once in a while, usually about twice a year, some of these places come out with something new to hook you and bring you in. Hey, we got something new you got to try. Try this out. I also think it's funny where I saw this. Food and Wine magazine, which is sort of a snobby little magazine about recipes and fine food and fine wine. Inside of the Food and Wine magazine that I was looking at was a story about Burger King coming out with a new Whopper called the Candied Bacon Whopper.
Ugh.
Sweet bacon jam, garlic aioli, candied bacon, and crispy onions on the burger.
See, and it sounds good, but like, from Burger King, it doesn't sound good. Like, it sounds good from a burger restaurant.
But have you noticed how they're trying to sort of, I don't know, up their game a little bit in terms of what they have on the menu with more things that have descriptions like that?
I don't know why. Burger King's underrated as it is. It's delicious. And the original chicken sandwich and them chicken fries slap. I'll take those over the burgers all day. But I do love their burgers.
I've always been a fan of them. Also saw where Buffalo Wild Wings is coming out with free wings for everybody in America.
Yeah, here's a three-piece.
If the Super Bowl goes into overtime. It is not three, not four, not five, but six free boneless or traditional wings. Your choice. Redeemable on February 26th from 2 to 5
p.m. Why do they want to do that to themselves and their employees? Nothing says we don't care about our employees like some kind of promotion like that.
3 hours you get hammered by rude people wanting their free stuff.
Free wings.
Right.
Ugh.
And Sonic has a couple of new things.
I did see someone actually just posted about it. And I was like, oh, God, we got to mention this. A peanut butter bacon cheeseburger.
Nope.
I'm looking it up. Yeah, the peanut butter bacon cheeseburger. So basically, doesn't even look good. A 100% pure beef patty layered with creamy peanut butter, crisp bacon, grilled onions, melty cheese, and served on a toasted bakery bun.
Please shut up.
It is not good sounding.
Cheese and peanut butter, get out.
Oh, gosh, Dale's going to vomit.
I am. This is the most awful sounding thing I've ever heard of.
I also heard that they might have a peanut butter bacon milkshake. Would you try that?
No, it just doesn't sound good. Would I try one sip of it? Maybe.
Creamy peanut butter and crisp bacon, hand-mixed in a sweet vanilla soft serve and topped with whipped topping and a cherry.
Applied directly to thighs.
Yeah.
I can look at a pint of ice cream and gain 5 pounds. I can't do
920 calories.
920 in the whole... What?
I'm based on a 2,000-calorie diet.
So you're done. Half of the day, you're done. What the, I'm already done. Yeah, that's it.
Oh, gosh.
Anyway, those are some new things you might want to try.
Or not.
Or not.
Jack makes good whiskey. Oh, he set my world on fire.
3, 2, 1.
Are you ready?
3. Today's 2, top 1, 3.
Go.
A couple months ago, we saw Henry Winkler in a downtown Winston-Salem restaurant. Now, actress, model, Brooke Shields.
Man, I had a crush on her so bad when I was younger.
Who did?
Crazy.
She's aged with grace, too, by the way.
Really has.
She was spotted shopping in Winston on Sunday. She was right there on the historic west end of right off Rinalda. My mom used to own a hair salon right beside this place that she visited. She was at Cookies Shabby Teaks. And she came by and was shopping. And her daughter goes to Wake Forest University. So she was visiting.
Mm-hmm.
And so there's a photo from Best of Winston with the owner of the shop and Brooke and her daughter shopping around. So just thought that was kind of cool. Gotta love when people visit through. And I didn't even know her daughter went to Wake Forest. So
it's getting to where these schools, only the stars kids can afford to go there. This tuition is so crazy.
You know how we were talking about Winston-Salem Forsyth County and they changed the school calendar and people were so mad because there had vacations planned, et cetera, et cetera.
Yeah.
Well, Winston-Salem Forsyth County announces it will not be counting absences at the start of the new school year.
Compromise.
Yeah, right. They said basically because they announced it when they did, they will not count absences for students who miss school at the start of the year. However, parents are expected to work with the district and let someone know their plan. Like who?
And the front office? Sure, and be required to make up any work they missed during that time, too, of course.
They'd say work with your school if you feel like the new calendar presents a problem at the beginning of the year. I mean, they're trying to work with you, so just work with them. That's all they're asking for. They just want to make sure that your kid is going to be there after your vacation.
If you don't have kids yet or you're pregnant and you got kids coming, pro tip, don't make any plans till you see the school calendar. None.
Yeah, so don't make any plans for the next year till January.
Nope.
All right, and last but not least, a big thing was going on last week with Chris Young, the whole bar fight, quote, bar fight thing.
Yeah, it was a bar shove.
Right, and, his attorney... Or had released a statement saying, you know, we're going to fight this. He didn't do anything wrong. So basically, after review of the evidence in the case, the office of the district attorney determined that the charges will be dismissed. So they're going to drop all that. And I guess that the Tennessee Alcohol Beverage Agents and stuff are apologizing now for what happened.
I glean too much from watching the video. I have too many opinions.
Yeah, and you know, we all do. But as you can see, he wasn't being hostile like people reported he was.
Absolutely not.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with three friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor. Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app.
Thanks to Republic Records.
This is a national contest.
Right. So anyways, the attorney says what happened to my client at the bar in Nashville was wrong. He should never have been arrested and charged in the first place. In light of the video, Tennessee needs to drop charges. And like I said, of course, they did. So he's cleared and free to go. And so like he should be. OK.
Yeah.
So thank goodness for video evidence. And again, I'm just going to say it. If you own a place of business, update your cameras, get every angle, because you never know what could happen, and you want to have your back, and it would be nice to have your patrons back if something were to happen.
And get some good kit. Go to Costco and get the kit there.
Please, don't get the fuzzy TV kit. I don't know what it is.
We have HD now. We don't have to worry about the fuzzy cameras anymore.
I've seen pickup lines and dive bars, strange.
Wake up with the Wolf Show. Hey there, glad you're listening. Your commute's going good so far. So you think there's drama on Yellowstone. Now, Yellowstone is one of the most popular show on cable television. And a lot of people are just now seeing Yellowstone for the first time because of, you know, other networks picking it up and running it through the whole course of it. And everybody's waiting on that final season to be finished up. Well, you may recall Kevin Costner and his wife got the big divorce and it went crazy and they had to have all this mediation, and it went on and on. Anyway, mm-hmm. That's been settled. It's over with now. However, Kevin Costner, I guess, had issues with his ex-wife, Christine Baumgartner, and friend Josh Connor, who lives just down the road from them. Us Magazine got a hold of somebody who used to work for them and did an interview with them.
Oh.
And they say that Kevin Costner had strong suspicions that something was going on between Christine and Josh before everything blew up. Christine, who's 49 years old, was seen dropping Josh, the neighbor in question, who's also 49, off at his home, which is 5 minutes from their house. And there were pictures taken. But that wasn't the first set of pictures of Josh and Christine together either. There have been others. They were also spotted in July of 2023, 2 months after she filed for divorce, on vacation in Hawaii with Josh, along with Christine's daughter, Grace, and Josh's daughter.
Oh.
How do you do that? How do you control the crazy when you do something like that? 2 months after you file for divorce, you're married. You're still married. And you're on vacation with a neighbor down the street with your daughter and his daughter.
Yeah, that's weird.
I've never understood how the people in the business that do this kind of thing can control the crazy. I mean, what would happen if you file for divorce and just a month or two later...
The whole town would be talking about
yes.
you. The entire town would know your business.
And somebody in that relationship is going to go nuts. And you're going to have some issues. Kevin evidently shocked that Josh, and by the way, Kevin has known this Josh guy for years and considers him a good friend, would go on vacation 2 months after they filed for divorce. And they claim that, oh, they're just friends. And Kevin's like, no, sorry, I have a hard time believing
yeah,
that.
Yeah, real hard time believing that.
He also thought in 2023 that Christine was possibly cheating on him with another man named Daniel Starr. Daniel Starr, by the way, lives in their guest house. Hello. So
okay.
This Daniel guy lives in the guest house owned by them that's on the property of the house that they live in. And there was suspicions on Kevin's part that something was going on with the two of them.
Mm.
So the person who it worked there, who did the interview with Us Magazine, says that she felt that this inappropriate thing that was going on was real and that she sort of had visual evidence of it. So they end up releasing a statement, and Kevin says, well, this whole divorce came about by circumstances beyond my control. And the guy who, this guy who is the renter on their property, they got to him and asked for a statement. And he goes, I simply rent. I'm a tech guy. I have my own business. And having been through a divorce myself, I'm sure it's a trying time for their family. I hope Mr. Costner and his wife can amicably resolve their differences. I wish them peace. So anyway, there's all this going on behind the scenes. And she's supposedly on vacation in Hawaii 2 months after she files for divorce with one of his kids and one of her kids.
That's a lot of drama.
It is. That ought to be a TV show. That ought to be a TV show.
What a hot mess.
I can't imagine being embroiled in all that. And again, I'm surprised somebody didn't get shot because of all this. I mean, seriously, they went around here. I woke up on the wrong side of the truck bed this. Wake Up with the Wolf Show. Thanks to everybody who has already made a card or cards for Touch the Troops, our little card-making campaign, where we send cards to troops stationed around the world and their children, focusing on their kids. And we're going to give you an opportunity to come by and have a cup of joe and make a card tomorrow morning.
I'm so excited. Local Roots Coffee Bar in Kernersville is where we'll be from roughly 7 to 9 a.m. So while you're stopping in to get your coffee, you can go to your left and come make a card with us. We'll have everything set up. Of course, it's free for you to make the card. We provide all of the supplies, stickers, crayons, markers, pencils, paper, coloring sheets, whatever stickers. You need. And it takes literally a minute or two. I'll even start making some pre-made ones. You could write a little note and sign your name on your way out the door, and that way you don't have to sit here and
We've basically made some of these fill in the blank.
Yeah.
Seriously, just come by and do it. Get a cup of coffee, make a card, put it in the pile. It will make sure it gets where it's going.
But the more cards, the merrier, and we need all the cards we can get. And so we'd love for you to come hang out for a few minutes and make a card with us tomorrow morning. Also support an awesome local coffee shop. On top of that, we could really use help with Touch the Troops regardless. So if you're out, you know, out and about, you're going to be with your Girl Scout troop or sorority or whatever it is, we would love if you guys wanted to make cards to donate to the cause. You can get all the info, 931wolfcountry.com.
Wake Up with the Wolf Show. We're talking about Touch the Troops and mailing those cards and getting them over there with the help of the USO. And a buddy of mine who was in the service with a long tour in the desert talked about getting mail while you're that far away from home. I thought I'd play you this little clip.
And when you do get a letter from home, even a small letter, it's like real cherished. And if you get a care package from home, but when you get a care package from home where they sneak in some M&Ms or some Tabasco hot sauce that you can put on the MREs, it was like, wow, this is better than going to the Palm in Atlanta. And I got to say, if it still hasn't resonated, all you have to do is look at one of those seasons of Survivors where the participants in Survivor, they get a family member that comes to see them after they've only been gone for about 4 or 5 weeks, and you see how emotional they are seeing their brother or their sister or their mom or their dad or their son or their daughter after only 4 or 5 weeks of being separated. Then you get an idea of how bombastic any kind of contact with back home is, because it's like, wow, home is a real thing. It's something real and tangible and something that I can strive for, and it helps you make it to the next meal. It helps you make it to the next day. It helps you make it to the next month. And hopefully with a little luck and good leadership, you go that extra day where you make it home and you see your family. It really helps give you the strength you need to make it to the next day or the next step, the next meal, whatever it is that helps you get to one step closer to getting home. Very important.
So you just heard it from him. Don't underestimate the power of that Valentine you're sending. The one, the two, the box full, whatever.
Absolutely.
It will make an impact. They will appreciate it. They will love it. Scott, thanks for taking time to call. I will let you go back to your life now.
Thanks for remembering all the men and women in uniform. They bleed and sweat for us every day.
See, there you go. From somebody who lived it, who breathed it, who spent all that time in the desert waiting for that mail call.
And the same thing goes for their children, too, the people who move with their children. The kids, you know, they're uprooting all the time. They're just, they're probably feeling a little lonely. And just any words of just kind words, really. We're just trying to spread good vibes to people, you know, who are making sacrifices in order to protect us. At the end of the day, that's what they're all doing, no matter child or adult. They're making sacrifices to keep us safe. And we just want to let them know how much we appreciate them.
Got an opportunity for you tomorrow morning, 7 to 9, Local Roots Coffee Bar, Kernersville. We're going to be there. Come by and make a card.
This is where it ends.
Birthday time, what a day for celebrating. There'll be songs and gifts and some happy congregation. This is birthday time with your friends and your relations. It's a time for joy and happy celebrations.
Well, welcome to the birthday party and happy birthday to all the local celebrities of the Triad celebrating their special days today. First on the list, happy birthday to Miss Jennifer Vines of Kernersville. Kimberly Dorton of Farmer is 8 years old today. Destiny McCullough of Stoneville is 17. Asher Batten of Julian is 1. Heather Hemrick of Kernersville celebrating along with Tim Bailey of Germantown. Cody Vivalo of Kernersville. Matthew Sweet of Wahlberg. Madeline Baker of Dobson is 14. Claudia DePriest of Dobson is celebrating along with Susie Evans of Haw River, William Stroud of Trinity, Eric Rouse of Yakimville, Amber Martin of Eden, Jennifer Foos of Kernersville, Amanda Gibbons of High Point, Ashley Cruz of Franklinville, Julie Estes of Kernersville, and Christy DeSoda of Climax having a birthday today.
Happy birthday, Christy.
That's right. I hope you have the best day ever. If you want to invite to the birthday party, well, all you got to do is invite yourself by sending me your birthday or someone you know. You can text me 799-WOLF or you can send me a DM on Facebook at 931TheWolf. Now, just in case we missed yours.
Happy birthday to you.
Today's top one, three, go.
So there was a supermodel walking around Winston on Sunday. Who could it
Why
have been?
Why are you talking so funny?
I don't know. I feel like I should have a baguette in my mouth. Don't ask me.
All right.
Anyways, Brooke Shields, she was in Winston-Salem. She was in the Trefo. She was shopping along Rinalda at the bougie shops in historic Weston. Rinalda. And she was shopping at Cookies Shabby Teaks, which is a really cute little antique and oddities shop. Anyways, she took a photo with the owner there, Cookie Johnson, and she also had her daughter in the photo, who I didn't know, but fun fact, her daughter goes to Wake Forest because they can actually afford it.
Yeah, it's getting so that only celebrities can afford to go there.
Yeah. So if you haven't heard by now, we talked all about Chris Young last week, how he got in his, quote, bar fight, a.k.a. the push by the ABC guy there. Anyways, all charges have been dropped, as they should, because video proof shows that this man was not doing any of the things that he was charged with. Which goes to show you we should really update our camera systems in a lot of places so that people can have their backs covered.
Well, the video clearly showed that the guy was from the Tennessee Beverage Commission was out of control.
Yes, I agree.
He was a little overly aggressive. I think he was looking for a reason to give somebody a pop, really.
Could have been. Not knowing who this guy was either and how big it would blow up. He thought it would just kind of blow over. He was a nobody. Well, sorry, guy.
And let's face it, how many times do those guys really get to flex anyway? You know, you're going inspecting bars, dude.
Right. So here's hoping that TABC worker hasn't put in like 32 years of the business and they blow him out. But at the same time.
Could happen.
And last but not least, more Trefo news. If you're a Winston Forsyth County student and you heard about how the calendar is changing next year, a lot of people with a lot of crabs in their pants. They're mad about it because they said they had vacations and whatnot planned, and this is very ill-fitting into their schedules. The School Board of Education approved the calendar change, and then they also said, hey, we're not going to penalize you if you're not there. So they're going to not count absences for students who miss school at the start of the year. But they do ask that you work with the district, aka your school in particular, and let someone know what your plan is if you're not going to be there and when you will be starting school. See? Everything's okay. All you Facebook soldiers who are very upset at the Winston-Forsyth County school system for this. It's going to be all right, baby. We're going to have it worked out.
Again, don't make your plans till you see the school calendar, guys.
Which comes out in January every year.
Me in Georgia.
Wake up, Wolf Show. It's about 10 minutes until 9. Friday, I talked about that 6-to-1 grocery shopping method that that chef came up with, and I said I was going to try it. Well, the weather was so nasty over the weekend that I'm like, I'm not going to drag out to the store and do my grocery shopping. It'll wait. So I'm going to go today to get stuff. And just to refresh you on the 6-to-1, what you're supposed to do, according to the chef, is when you do your grocery list, you put down the following. Aim to get 6 veggies, 5 fruits, 4 meats, 3 starches, 2 sauces or spreads, and 1 fun thing for yourself. Now, he says this is supposed to make you better cook, more creative cook, save you money, you know, all these things together. So I'm going to give this a try, and I'm going to see if it works. Again, I haven't bought the stuff yet, so I'll do it today. But 6 veggies, I'm trying to think right now what kind of 6 veggies. I don't know what I'm
going to get. Lettuce count, I guess.
It is a vegetable.
So lettuce, onion, bell pepper.
Well, you know, I'm also going to do Brussels sprouts and a few other things like that because I love them. So
I'm trying to think of what I bought this week. Lettuce, onion, bell peppers, broccoli, banana peppers, because we had stuffed banana peppers last night. What'd you say, 6?
6.
That's jalapenos.
I'm not sure of all 6 yet because I haven't finished, you know, doing the list. And then you've got the 5 fruits, no problem. And 4 protein items. So he's not specific about whether it's 4 different ones or you're going to do chicken 2 times or, you know, whatever you're going to do. So I'm going to think about that.
Maybe we should go on a joint grocery shopping trip, Dale, and buy these items this way.
No, I'm thinking, yeah, sure, we could do that.
But you can have all my starches or whatever it is, carbs, whatever the one category is I can't have.
I'm telling you, you're killing yourself with the no carbs thing. As long as you're in a calorie deficit, you're going to lose weight.
Here we go. All right. Anyways.
So I'm going to try it.
5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Is that how that works?
Right. 6 veggies, 5 fruits, 4 protein items, 3 starches, 2 sauces, 1 spread, 2 sauces or spreads, 1 thing for yourself, and a partridge in a pear tree. So I'm going to pick all that up and see if it really makes me a better, more creative cook and saves me money. We'll see. I'll let you know later in the week.
She talks about the future like she's flipping through.
Okay, that's it for the Wake Up with the Wolf Show. We're on the way out of here. Katie's coming in next. Don't forget tomorrow. Well, something different tomorrow. We'll be here for an hour or so. Then we're off to do a live community card-making event.
Woohoo! Local Roots, we're coming for you. It's the Coffee Bar in Kernersville. We'll be there from 7 to 9, and we'll be doing the show and making cards for the troops. So come by, grab a coffee, and see us for a card to touch the troops. Super easy and super free.
We have all the supplies you need. You don't have to bring anything. Bring yourself. We got everything, and we've basically distilled it down, if you really want to make it easy, to a fill-in-the-blank.
Yeah.
So come on out and join us. That's tomorrow morning. Say goodbye, Annie.
Goodbye.
Leave you with Luke Combs. It's the new one. Where the Wild Things Are on The Wolf.
My big brother rode an Indian scout.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with three friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor.
Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app.
Thanks to Republic Records.
This is a national contest.